Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to Life After Dusk with Betty J. The best news, the best hip-hop, the best entertainment, the best everything.
Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Yes, make rumors get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Yes, make rumors get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Yes, make rumors get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Yes, make rumors get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Steady J will leave your body on the floor till I'm on the leader introduction. Break out the crack of dawn. Keep the rings and wars blazing till it's gone. Who can't believe the hype, the girls are gone. We getting
wild for the night.
Come with better moves, put up a better fight. Keeping other opponents, yeah, they always in my sight. So before you come forward to the ring and enter, all eyes on you, yeah, front and center. If you're scared, so you're scared of still playing victory. Going strong for the belt, we're about to make history. Ring the bell, better yet, ring the alarm. Leaving bodies set with pain like a thing from a swarm. So we get over here, yeah, I know you really don't want none. You know who it is, make rumors get stomped on.
Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Yeah, make rumors get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Yeah, make rumors get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Yeah, make rumors get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumors get stomped on. Yeah, make rumors get stomped on.
Okay, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Teddy J. I like sleeping, man. Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Man, this is the last show of the week, man. It is a beautiful Thursday. It's cold down here, but it's still a beautiful Thursday, in my opinion. Like, Texas weather, I'm telling y'all, it's very unpredictable. And it's hot sometimes. It can be hot one day and cold the next day. It continues to do that back and forth, back and forth. So, it's crazy.
You know, he's going to be doing this recording. I'm just going to go ahead and open up his mic and just say what's up to him real quick.
What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. Just checking in with you, man. I know here in a few, after the music break, we're going to be talking. We're going to be having a BlackBerry report, man. What can we look forward to today in the show?
Just so you know, Seti, you're cutting in and out.
I'm having problems hearing you. I'm saying, what do we have up for today on the BlackBerry News Report?
Well, there was a couple software upgrades, but what I decided to do today is do an informal information for people on how to save their battery. A lot of people are complaining that their battery's running out. I've got some information that I can pass along and tell them how to save their battery by turning off certain features on their phone, and this would help them be able to keep their battery longer for them.
Most definitely. I know I can't wait for that myself because, you know, sometimes we all kind of – we still don't realize some things that can help our battery, especially with smartphones. It tends to wear them out quicker. So definitely can't wait for that segment.
Well, I figured this would be a good thing because I've been noticing that a lot about people using the new operating system 6, which has a lot more features within it, and they're saying their battery's running out really quick. I figured to post this on our site at NHCBBA and be able to teach them how to do it, and then they wouldn't have this problem.
Right now, I know it's like on Twitter, I saw it before you were getting ready to tell me about you were going to do it today. I actually saw your post on Twitter about it. So it's something that's very helpful, something that people definitely helps you get more bang for your buck out of your smartphone.
Oh, definitely, because the more you can have it, be able to use it, the better functions that you can have for it.
Definitely, because there's nothing worse than you've used your battery up and you're able to surf the internet, but you can't make a phone call because the radio is off all of a sudden.
Exactly.
All right, so we'll go to a quick music break, and then when we come back, we'll be that'll be right on time for when we do the BlackBerry News Report. So everyone sit right there, hang out. Today's song we're going to play. It's actually funny, this song we're going to play today. It's actually a song that's played on one of the affiliate shows, 186.2 Deuce Worldwide Radio Station, a radio show, excuse me, and also Starship Smelly Prize, WBVE Radio. It's, they play that song a lot, and they always joke and say it's like my theme song. So we're going to play it. This is on Kilo for Fat Money Fest Records. And this is Gigolo. So we'll be right back. And I'm still laughing at the tick tickers in my phone.
I guess it's time. Yeah. I guess you heard of my occupation.
All right, everyone, welcome back to My Fat Does Live with your boy, City J, man. That was my boy, K-Lo from Fat Money Fest Records. That was Gigolo, which is supposedly not unofficial theme song for myself, not for the show. But anyways, we'll go ahead and go open my mind for Aaron, because now we'll be talking, he'll be telling y'all today on today's Blackberry Report, he has some really good stuff for y'all as far as how to improve your battery life. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the reins over to Aaron.
Good evening, guys. I appreciate you listening to our show here. I have some good tips tonight on how to be able to save your battery life and to also to recharge it quicker. A lot of people don't know these features are running on their phone, and every little feature that you've got running will draw power, which will drain your battery a lot quicker. One of the features that they have is your backlighting, your screen display. The screen display. A lot of the times they have it lit for a good minute. If you don't use your phone for more than a minute, it will stay lit. If you change your time to maybe 30 seconds or even 10 seconds after you're using it, then this will save your battery and allow it to run a lot longer. And with your backlighting, if you're not running it, doing videos or something like that, you don't need the backlighting on unless you're using it. This is one way to make it last a lot longer for you.
As far as them getting to the options, how they actually get to the options in their phone to do it?
Okay. Where on, if they have the newer phone, they have the little wrench. And they go to that little wrench and go to the option under display. Then it will pop up your date, time, home screen preferences, and screen display. You go under screen display, and it gives you the option on your backlighting, how long you want it to light, stay on. And the lower you go with it, the quicker the shut off time, the longer your battery will last.
Yeah, and because mine, I have looked at mine and realized I had it on 30 seconds, which is all right, but I'm probably going to go down to like 20.
The quicker you go, the better you're going to be able to keep your battery. And a quick tip, if you have a wall charger for your phone, the best type of charging is a wall charger. The reason for it, it's direct electrical current going straight from the wall. If you're going through a computer, it still has data going through it. So if you're using the data part of your phone, it's going to charge a lot longer. If you're doing straight from the wall, from my wall outlet, you don't have the data side running, so it will charge a lot quicker.
You know, it's not running. Before you even tell me about using this, my brother was just talking about that. He was telling me, like, man, he's like, it's crazy. Like, when you hack your phone up to your computer and it charges quicker. This is him talking about an Android phone.
City, I'm losing you again.
Either way, all this works for the smartphone, period. He was saying, like, when he had his phone hooked up to his computer, it was draining. So, I mean, he was not draining, but it was charging. It works for every phone. It doesn't have to go to the BlackBerry.
Yes. Even your iPhones or the new Androids, they'll still charge through your computer. Like the new feature on the operating system 6 on your new BlackBerries, it comes up on the screen. It says USB drive or sync or charging. If you type, put it under charging, then there won't be any data going through.
Okay, that sounds good to know. Like I said before, it does get really crazy. Like I used to be the person, like, because if I was on the move, I'd be using my computer's charger. But it's like, if I'm not on the move, I make sure I use my wall charger because it's much quicker. And like you said, the red current gets to it quicker.
Yes, and also, if you have like a surge protector, I would highly recommend you hooking it through a surge protector. Due to, say, if there's any spikes through your electric line, so it doesn't destroy your phone. Most of the time, the transformer for the phone, that the wall charger, will stop that, but there's chances it could bleed over. If you have a surge protector that has a warranty on it, it will protect your phone, the charger, everything. So it's better off putting it through a surge protector, but still, I would hook it up to a wall. The next major thing, a lot of people don't realize that draws your power when you're not at home and you got a Wi-Fi connection, which a lot of your new Blackberries could be able to use the Wi-Fi to make phone calls. If you don't have the software to shut it off when you're not at home, I would manually go in to your networks and connections, or say if you look at your front of your phone and go to your antenna icon and click on it. My scanner's going off. Sorry about that. But if you click on your antenna, then deactivate your Wi-Fi. And if you're not using Bluetooth, deactivate the Bluetooth. That will save you your connection. Just give me a second. Okay. I had to fix my scanner here. I apologize about that. People are getting ready for the snowstorm that's supposed to happen here up in the northeast here tomorrow morning.
And so I feel kind of like a dork because I've had my Bluetooth on. I haven't been using a Bluetooth anything. So I feel like a dork that I'm just now realizing it.
No. Anyone can make a mistake. As I learned, I watched and did a study on my own. When I had the Bluetooth on, my phone only lasted, I say, 3/4 of a day, and Wi-Fi connected on. When I turned those two off, my phone lasted a day and a half. So it does make a big difference when you shut off those features. The other big thing is your GPS. If you are not using the GPS for a map function, shut off. Where it says location services, and you can say location on or off, I would highly recommend to shut it off if you're not using a mapping program or you're trying to find something. That GPS, even when you're not using a program, is still trying to communicate with the satellite. And that is a major draw of power. Major.
Right, and I saw something on it that says the order you can switch it to. I mean, what do you do? You know, choose between location on or E911 only, which is for emergency 911.
Well, that is, say, if you are, like, an accident, if this says for the emergency 911 system, if you have a police scanner and you hear them do a phone call, say they received a phone call and they did a third-level phone search, the third-level phone search is they could track and do a back search on your phone and see exactly where you're located through a GPS system.
Okay.
And the way to get into it is to go through options and devices, location settings, then go to location services, and then location and off. You just do those steps. And I got a complete rundown of all the stuff that I'm talking about located under general device FAQs. If you go under the category for frequently asked questions, a lot of this stuff is located right there for you.
All right, most definitely, man. Well, as always, man, I appreciate you coming through. And, man, we're going to go to a music break. And if I guess, here at the music break, we might go ahead and go into some more Blackberry news. So, y'all can stay tuned. So we're going to go ahead and go to, let's see, one of my masters. Owl City versus, Chris Brown versus Rihanna.
Yeah. Cause if I got that, then I'll be straight. Baby, you're the best part of me.
Vintage Road.
Look at me, baby, tell me what do you see? All these people just standing staring at me. I ain't even make a sound when I stepped on the scene. It must be cause I'm so plain and they hating on me.
Understood.
As I cross the line, everybody wondering why I just keep walking by.
Understood.
As I go right inside, now your girl looking at you like,
why ain't you that fly?
May I have your attention for just a couple of minutes? Because I got a rendition, I'm not a leave, you should miss it.
Yeah.
wise up.
Who's over Lucifer? I'm more ruthless.
Commune till I ball. Catch me drinking from a wine cup. Now you think that time's up. I just put my rhymes up. This is not about, I just get it to your head. I just bit that soul, leave them homie streets dead. Now watch out. Listen to what I just said. Move the haters over and count that dough instead. Catch the crumbs from the table. All you see is greed. My chick was from the gutter. I got Ruthless growing seeds. Now,
everybody, it's your girl Elizabeth Langham, and whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. My man, Fetty J.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life After Dusk live. Your boy, Fetty J, man. Today, kind of took a turn for today. Today, actually, has turned to the Blackberry News Day. So, man, this is actually pretty good. We actually got pretty much a whole show to get some stories in. So, I'm going to bring Aaron back on. All right, Aaron, you should be back on the line.
How you doing?
Oh, nothing much, man. Well, man, looks like we never are going to be able to do a whole lot today on the show then.
Seems like somebody didn't show up for you.
yeah, it's cool, though. It happens. It's happened plenty of times before. It's going to happen plenty of times
in the future.
All the times of this show are running.
Yeah, I understand that. I've done radio before. I used to be on stick cam, so I understand. But there is another thing that I have that I would like to talk about is the new QNX operating system.
Well, yeah, that's going to be my baby right there.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that the QNX operating system is already being used. It's not just BlackBerry. I'm getting a bunch of Twitter hits. my other phone's going nuts. QNX is used for many purposes, and a lot of people don't even realize it. Our traffic lights, the software within the traffic light is QNX.
Okay, yeah,
it's getting really crazy now.
And even this one's going to really throw people off. YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter is using QNX technology to provide the software foundation for its routers.
Okay. The more you go on, this is becoming like a big, this is becoming crazier and crazier.
I know.
I mean, it's like all along, it's been under our nose all along.
Exactly. This is going to be even more throwing you off. The 911 system uses the QNX technology because it's unprecedented reliability in delivering 911 emergency assistance 24/7.
Okay. Wow. So you mean, so basically, what you're telling me right now is the QNX, the setup's going to be in the BlackBerry, it's about to be something that's practically used every day within our faces.
It's been being used.
So, but would you say that's that makes it even more of a reason why BlackBerry needs to bring it out? Because if it's something that's practically used in everyday things we see, it would help build the BlackBerry brand even more.
Exactly. And it's going to be able to be more functional on the integration into the other software because it is using the same operating system. It's almost like using Windows on a Macintosh.
Yeah, this is like really crazy. Man, so, yeah, that being, like I said before, it's just making it more of a reason why we really need this to come out because, like I said, it's going to help build the BlackBerry brand so much more and make the brand much stronger as it needs to be because a lot of people have left because, you know, I just say the operating systems in Androids are pretty good. They're very good comparable to us, and it's like, oh, my God, like, OS 6 is great, but QNX is so much more advanced and whatnot, and what is using so many, like you said, using so much stuff.
Well, this is going to be even an interesting one here. OnStar is based around the QNX, which is used in numerous car models, allowing the system to automatically call for help if it's in a car accident and to be able to do exact location thanks to its powerful GPS system.
Well, okay. Okay, so what other uses does it use? I mean, dang. Like, when do they decide to release this? Because, I mean, the fact that this is released now, like I said before, it is, and I just said over, I'm saying it over and over again today, just making it more of a reason why we need to release. They need to hurry up and release it on the phones. Because, like I said, especially with Storm 1, we're kind of screwed anyway, because we don't have the QNX. We don't have the OS 6 at that. So,
well, the one thing dealing with the Storm 1, it does not have the physical space to be able to run the OS 6. It needs at least 100 megs of space to be able to run it.
Well, yeah, you can hardly run any applications over here half the time. So, let alone be trying to put a whole nother OS on it.
Exactly. There's 10 more items that I'm going to be speaking about. The other one is watching your TV. QNX technology is used in controlling the television stations, delivering cable signals, and controlling your mind.
But then dealing with special effects. You know how they did the Star Wars, the new movies with all the special effects, the graphics, the high definition pictures. They're using QNX technology to be able to make the powerful motion control systems to create the spectacular special effects in Hollywood.
Okay, like I said before, this story is getting crazier. Your story is getting crazier and crazier as it goes.
I got another 6 travel. This one falls under travel. QNX systems control trains and aids in coordinating railway traffic as it as being at the core of a pilot training simulators and air traffic control systems around the globe for airplanes.
Okay. You don't understand. Like I said, you just don't understand. Like as far as especially as I'm pretty much as became a BlackBerry enthusiast. This is like getting wilder and wilder as it goes.
I've seen a flight simulator in action myself. I even been in one, and the resolution within the flight simulator and the speed on the response on a flight simulator, you wouldn't believe it. It was in a nanosecond. I was in a dogfight and fighting through a plane, and it controlled the movement of the flight simulator. It was you. If you were in it, you would die. It was wicked, and it's just the technology out there. A lot of the people don't realize QNX is the state of the future.
Right, and it makes you, everything goes, like I said, goes to the point of is that BlackBerry just bring it out and help, and a lot of people shouldn't give up so easily. Because some people, I can understand, but some people who know even understand. It's one thing with the people who understand how to use their smartphones, and they go to a different system and whatnot, that's fine. It's the people who don't even know how to use a smartphone, and they complain about their BlackBerry. That's what bugs me.
Exactly. It's like the government. This one, you're going to go nuts over again, is the post office. The United States Post Office is using QNX operating system in its mail sorting machines. The technology helps to push about 40,000 envelopes an hour through these machines, and it is able to read all of it. And it's like a flash in front of you. And it's crazy. QNX is doing everything. This one is another one talking about medical field. QNX is used in a number of devices used in diagnosing, including ECG machines, cardiac monitors, and even bone density analyzers. So these machines that you see by Siemens that is looking at your cardiac, if a person's having a heart problem, that operating system within that machine is QNX.
And you know the crazy thing about the whole ordeal is that's just literally I really want to, it goes, I mean, that's down and even bring up as far as I was saying as well. I wonder as far as, like, how they're going to utilize it in the phones, because this thing is that powerful, then, wow.
Well, the one thing, I found out about QNX, the operating system doesn't take that much to run. It is less space needed than the BlackBerry RIM's version of their OS. It can run in JavaScript. That's the reason they're looking at the QNX, because it is able to run in multi-formats.
Well, Justin, with that being said, it means that being able to use Flash capabilities will be there for us when it happens.
Exactly. Now, this one you're going to be interested in, and especially for the people that want to go green for their everything. To reduce the use of fossil fuels, building animation system using QNX helps factories, colleges, and other large facilities to cut back 50% of their use of power, which will turn reduces the amount of fossil fuels that are burned for use as electricity.
Hold on, I can make it. So based on what you just said, I can difference with that. The QNX is probably going to allow us to use more green technology batteries to put into our phones, therefore as well allow us to be able to run on the battery longer.
You're cutting out.
Based on what you're saying. I'm saying, based on what you're saying, it sounds like what that's going to do is it's going to allow us to be able to run off the batteries more, and there's going to be more green technology type batteries that's going to be put into these phones when they come out.
Yes. And another thing, if they integrate, say, these home automation systems using the QNX technology, then they could use the BlackBerry phone, which will have QNX technology in it, to be able to control the home automation systems.
All right, most definitely. I'm actually, as I speak too, I'm changing the name of today's show is going to be called BlackBerry News Day. Because basically we've been going in about BlackBerry the whole day. I mean, it just, you know, things happen for a reason, and maybe that's what a message from above was trying to tell us, that we need to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, because I'm not putting down these other phones. They're great, like the Windows version phones, the Android, the iPhone. They're all great. My brother uses the iPhone because he can be able to use software because he works on the stock exchange. And they got software where he can do immediate stock while it's going on with his iPhone. They haven't made the software yet for the BlackBerry. But like Bloomberg, you can watch your stock, but you can't make a stock quote yet. So they're working on that. But now this is one that you're going to be really interested in. LASIK eye surgery. The LASIK surgery uses QNX-based systems, which allows the doctors to perform bladeless surgery at a pinpoint. The QNX software is that delicate that you could tell it to go to a certain point and it will not deteriorate from that spot that they want it to go to. It is that clean of software where it won't have any degradations one, it won't make a mistake.
Okay, most definitely.
Now, this is the final one. Is the people that love to play poker at these gaming places like Atlantic City or like up here, there's a couple casinos up here in PA, but the people that like to play the poker, the video poker, they're using QNX technology to be, it's used to power the inner casino gaming system that can pay out multi-million dollar winnings and zero tolerance of for error. They are that strict, and QNX is able to handle it. If anyone else knows any other features that QNX is able to do, if they want to, they can submit it at TIPS@NHCBBA.com, and we'll post it. Or any other tips, like if they notice a new program coming out, or they want to submit a program that they made for the BlackBerry, just send it to TIPS@NHCBBA.com. We'll post it, and we'll even submit it to the Moby Hand or even BlackBerry to be able to get it out there where people would like to buy it from you. We are working on a mass area of information. We are working totally to enhance the knowledge of the BlackBerry community of what is going on with the BlackBerry world. And we are also looking for editors. We do need them to help us be able to maintain a site. I am running over 1 million hits a month for this website. We only started in April, but we are over 1 million hits a month, per month. So far this month, it's the 20th, I hit 490,000 hits, and it's still going.
There y'all go. And the thing is, it helps, too. It helps them with just be able to do it. And the thing is, well, we talked about this as well, and even from a consumer standpoint, when y'all looking at it, it looks that way. If me and Aaron are only me and the Dust Spot and Aaron over on NHCBBA, it's like if we're the only ones posting stuff on our sites, it makes it seem like that we're just, they, oh, it's just Aaron and City always post stuff. Why no one else isn't? It's not, it's always open for other people. It's the fact, oh, y'all going to, other people going to do it or not. Because if it's not, that's the thing. At the end of the day, we're still going to hold down our sites. And if we, and if we're the only ones posting stuff, then we're going to be the only ones posting stuff.
Oh, exactly. We try to make it so people be able to get knowledge. And that's the main reason I started this site, is I like to help people and be able to give them knowledge. As I say, every day I'm learning. I'm constantly learning. And if somebody knows, they say they know everything, they're lying to you. Every day there's something new coming out in technology, like a computer. In 2 months, it's outdated.
And in words of the G.I. Joe, no one's only half the battle.
Exactly.
that means the stuff we're telling you, the stuff that we're talking about, apply it. Because, I mean, a lot of people freak out every day. We see people freak out every day as far as their smartphones. And it's just ridiculous. I sit and watch it every day. I watch people freak out and they go, oh, well, Ricky, my phone's not working. I think we got to type in this.
Steady, I just lost you.
I mean, it's funny because that number is the same number that they always send out. And it's still, and you know, it still hasn't worked, people. It's always that 393 number, broadcaster's number, and your phone will work better or something like that. It's not going to work better.
Steady, we lost you.
Hello? Everybody,
okay.
You hear me now?
You're back.
Okay, I was saying, as far as what I was saying before, I was saying that with this as well, you know, we're trying to educate people. Like, when I'm not getting mad at y'all sometimes on BlackBerry and the DBM, I do what I love. You know, sometimes, I'm just trying to make y'all, as far as, like, if it's a smartphone, think smart before you say, before you broadcast something that you do not know anything about. Like, stop broadcasting that, you know, 24 hours. You have you noticed that, and the thing is, the same people doing it. Like, it didn't work before, it's not going to work now. Quit starting these frantic things. You can tell these are the same people. If I tell them Y2K was tomorrow, they would fall for it.
Yes, and what it is, it's these people are doing this as a making them feel good because they're causing havoc. And a lot of people do that. But BlackBerry RIM is not going anywhere. They are here strong. They could just slow down on their distribution of their new phones, but they're not going anywhere. This company is a multi-million-dollar company, and it's not going to be anywhere very soon. They're going to be out there for years to come.
All right, man. Well, as it comes to a close, man, yet again, thank you for coming through as usual. And, man, it's crazy because we pretty much been doing BlackBerry all week long.
Oh, yeah. It's because of the Consumer Electronic Expo, the expo that's going on right now, the Consumer Electronics thing that's going on. It is big. All the new stuff's coming out, and as soon as this BlackBerry playbook comes out, we're going to be getting a bunch of stuff. And it just hit 9 o'clock. But as I say, remember to back up your phones weekly, and if anyone has any questions, just send an email to support@nhcbda.com. Or tips, T-I-P-S, at nhcbda.com.
All right, and one thing I want to make sure I got into before the show. Earlier this week, I asked everyone what their dreams were on DBM. Now, I have about 800 contacts. Only one person replied. But out of the 800, this is the best. I mean, this could be no better. If I was gonna get only one, this is what I wanted to see. This is from Cooley Girl and Cooley Gal in Canada, actually, and she says her dream is to become a successful social worker or someone with a high title in the social services department. She wants to finish school right now and make her mom proud because she died 3 years ago, and that this is for her. She's also doing this to prove everyone who believes I won't make it, and prove them all wrong, and including half of her family who she doesn't have much of a connection with any longer. And reading that, first of all, I was going to say thank you for that. That was very touching, actually. And
I
big ups to you. And what I got to say to that, too, that leads to have the heck, that's a perfect way to go into my closing of my show, because that goes into what I say every show, and that's in everything you do, where you want to, no matter what you want to do, and no matter what people say that you can't do, just remember where there's a J or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all have tuned to another episode of Life at the Dusk Live with your boy, Steady J. And, man, we'll see y'all Monday, man, with the Hot Mess. Hot Mess at the Dusk. You know, we talk about a Hot Mess. We talk about celebrity news, Blackberry Report, and then we'll have special guest Candy Lynn. She'll be on here. So you got to be on the lookout for that. All right. So see y'all later. And in the words of Chris Brown, kisses.
Good night, guys.